Secrets to Garden Design. Secrets your landscape contractor doesn't want you to know. Section 1. Garden Planning. What's in it for me? If you dream of creating a landscape accented with lush patches of color borrowed from the pages of Better Homes and Gardens, you've started down the right path. You can imagine the end game. Undoubtedly, you've looked around your neighborhood, eyed with envy that one yard that stands heads above the rest, studied the shelter magazines, and vowed that you will do whatever it takes to make your dream come true. Congratulations! You've done more than most. Then your eye wanders to your backyard, and reality hits. A weed here, a weed there, a few flowers popping through, tall and leggy, trying to reach the sunlight. You may have bought a house, but you've also inherited the gardens. Or perhaps dear husband surprised you with an instant garden last year for Mother's Day. Who knew all those flowers were annuals? Does any of this sound familiar? You've made a decision. This is the year of the garden. But where do you start? You'll find all sorts of mind-numbing information about gardens and gardening on the internet, and much of it is good information. However, many people with websites have one goal in mind: filling the screen with any content that will produce revenue. And the danger is that you stumble on bad information as you surf the net. Among the worst information on gardening? All you have to do is stick the plant into some dirt and water it once in a while. In your dreams. Don't buy into set it and forget it. It doesn't apply to gardening. There are tips and tricks to easy gardening, but this is not one of them. Gardening is a journey as much as it is an end. The joy of creating something from the first kernel of a thought all the way through to fruition is in itself satisfying. More important, if you put some thought into your gardens, you probably won't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater every spring. In the end, planning your garden saves you time, energy, and money. Can you think of three better reasons to avoid planning a garden? If not, let's get started. We'll walk you through everything, step by step. We'll give you real-life examples and solutions along the way. Everything you read has been tried and tested, and has proved successful. Each task is simple, and each task lays the groundwork for the next task. You'll want to jump ahead to the finished product. That's what makes it so hard. It's just human nature. Use a little discipline and restraint. You can have your garden and enjoy it too before the end of the season. Plant the right garden at the right place at the right time, and your gardens will reward you for years to come. The crucial missing link. We'll make this short and sweet to drive the point home. The design phase is the most important step in starting a new garden or reviving a garden past its prime. Let's put it another way. Don't put spade to soil until you have a devised plan. Plan to spend about 30% of your time planning your garden before you break ground. Your effort will pay off, with many seasons of abundant color, and in the end, it's the quickest way from point A to point B. Planting flowers versus designing a garden. If you have to ask that question, then you've planted flowers, and you're probably not happy with the outcome. You wouldn't just walk into your kitchen, open the pantry, and throw a bunch of ingredients into a pot and call that dinner. And you can't just stick some plants into the earth and call it gardening. You start with a meal plan in the kitchen and follow a recipe for each dish. Now, you're going to start with a plan for your gardens. You can adjust the plan along the way. It's not carved in granite. In fact, once you get the gardens planted, if you're happy with them, you can use the new gardens as your plan and add or substitute a few plants each season just to add variety and interest. In a sentence, throwing plants into the dirt is unconscious gardening, while gardening by design is conscious gardening. The results speak volumes. Remember, part of gardening is envy. With a little work on the design phase of gardening, your yard will be the one the neighbors envy. 8 steps to designing a garden of your dreams. If you're new to gardening, you'll want to work through each of the steps below. If you have some experience, you'll pick up a few tricks to perfect your own design plan. This is not the holy grail to garden design. It's meant as a guide to get you started and kickstart your imagination. Use what works for you. 1. Assess what you already have. 2. Determine your needs. 3. Set your priorities. 4. Get ideas for your gardens. 5. Master essential elements of garden design. 6. Plot your dream gardens. 7. Select your plants. 8. Prepare your garden beds. You'll find tips and tricks along the way. You'll find an outstanding list of resources that accompanies this ebook. We urge you to take full advantage of the resource list. In addition, we recommend that you take advantage of your local cooperative extension services. Each state university operates this department as a public service. They're staffed with scientists, horticulturalists, and trained volunteers, also known as master gardeners, who are familiar with your local conditions. Most of their services are free, and the service that they provide to farmers and hobby gardens is indispensable. They can help you with everything from soil analysis — that service is generally offered at a nominal fee — to landscaping design, to plant selection, to pest control. This is one area where your tax dollars work for you if you take advantage of the service.